This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
You got that thing that I've been looking for. Been running around for so long. Now I got you, I won't let you go. You got that thing that I've been looking for. And you got a heart full of gold. And that's really turning me on. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are everything that I dreamed of. Now I can paint a picture. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are making my life much greener. Yeah, yes. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual. You got something that I ain't seen before. You've opened a million doors. All I can say is I adore you. You got something that I ain't seen before. Hold me, 'cause baby I'm yours. Oh, I can't wait until we get home. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are everything that I dreamed of. Now I can paint a picture. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are making my life much greener. So I wanna say yeah. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual.
Everyone, and
good
welcome
evening
to Access All Areas.
How are we?
Well, you've got your sunglasses on. Sorry. You've got fans outside. You've been stopped by the police. It's been a
actually,
momentous evening for you.
Can I tell you, my journey in was something else. Okay, I was a little excited today.
Of course.
And driving probably a little bit too fast.
Oh, Lizzie.
And I saw the lights behind me. I thought, oh no, it's the coppers.
The pigs are coming.
The pigs are got me by the fuzz. Anyway, they pulled me over.
You should
over.
Be so lucky.
Yeah, there is no fuzz. Sorry, just telling you. Anyway, so he pulled me over and he said, you were speeding and you went through an amber light. You should have waited.
Ooh.
I said, you are younger than my sons. They were so young.
And I bet that will have really, really pleased them when
and
you pointed out how young they were.
I did. And I gave them both a kiss and said, I'm going to be very late for my radio show. We'll talk about it later. And they let me go. They let me
Fabulous.
Go.
Fabulous. That's what you wanted. That's what you want from the police, isn't it?
I turned the corner way too fast.
A lack of justice there, Lizzie. I think we should
they
see you in court.
Let me off.
But then, just as we were coming into the show, you had a crazy fan outside, didn't you?
Oh, what? It's because I'm wearing rather high shoes today.
You certainly are.
He had a bit
Very
of a
sexy.
Fetish, a shoe fetish, this fan. Big shoes! Shoes.
Didn't really know what to make of it, other than just run into the studio, right?
It was a bit scary, wasn't he?
And then we couldn't get in.
Oh, man, what a day.
We're just having one of those days, aren't we?
We're having a crazy day, but it's full of good things.
Well, yes. First of
like
all,
my top. Like,
your top is definitely full this evening.
Thank you.
Are you wearing a bra?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I didn't
wearing
think you were.
A bra,
we've got some good guests coming up this evening. Have you seen the list, Lizzie?
It's an amazing list.
Yeah, so first up we've got Jenny Thompson, going to be on X on the Beach very soon.
Exciting. X on the Beach, do you watch this show?
I do.
I would hate to be on that show. Any ex of mine turning up on a beach, I couldn't think of anything worse.
Well, the worst one would be the main ex that everyone takes you for, right? You know, that everyone knows you for.
I would that be would, getting would... on the next plane very quickly, let me tell you.
Taxi! So yeah, we've got Jenny coming up. She hasn't started on the show yet, but, you know...
Okay, we've got Jenny.
We also have Tom Reed, who is from Celebs Go Dating. Have you been watching that?
I love Celebs Go Dating. In
it's
fact,
good,
I was
right?
actually on it to what? Try and help Georgie Porter out. She had a date.
Oh, didn't work.
He actually sold toilets in Bournemouth.
Oh, I went to university in Bournemouth. Didn't buy any toilets.
Nothing wrong with Bournemouth.
Right, yeah.
But he was a nice guy. But she
I guess we'll see on
help.
The show.
You're going to enjoy it.
Well, there's plenty of good celebs on there as well. Fern McCann, Joey Essex. Do you see Stephen Bears had to quit because he's dating Charlotte Crosby?
Oh, there's a shock.
Doesn't need any help from...
And who else we got?
We also have Daniel Johnson, yeah. The international award-winning male grooming expert. So I've got some serious questions for him.
He's going to love your beard, your Jeremy Corbyn beard.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. What about your new fringe? What are people going to make of that?
Listen, can I say, why is everyone... There's such opinion. I had fringe. Someone said fringe, and then we're what the
about fringe?
My fringe. And then other people love it.
I really like it. I am a fan. I'm always a fan of change, though. I noticed that you've still got the ponytail on the left-hand side, though.
No. This is a plait today.
Sorry, plait.
It's a plait, darling. No. David Plait.
I'm not very up with the...
No, I've got a fringe, and everyone's got opinion on it. But I'm going in for change.
2017 is a year of change, Lizzie.
It's been such a good year.
It's
so
the year
far.
Of the rooster.
Oh, is it?
The year of the big cock.
Oh, I love that.
So I've heard.
How nice.
And finally, we've got four guests this evening.
Okay.
Absolutely rampant. We have martial arts guru Matt Fidesz.
Yeah, he's very, very... Do not mess with him. He's a big old unit.
Do not want to mess with him. He has quite an interesting story because he's been involved with lots of famous people, including Michael Jackson.
And apparently he's got the biggest calves in the whole universe.
Biggest?
Yes.
Calves.
He's very strong.
Okay, well, then definitely see if we can get them out.
And we've also got...
No, that's it.
Oh, hold on. What about... I thought we had someone else.
Who?
Well, we possibly could do, but I've just had a phone call from Lee Ryan. Who's
So your good friend Lee Ryan, as we were waiting outside, you had a phone call from him.
Yes, and he's got one of the main lead parts in EastEnders.
That is very exciting.
Playing the part of Woody.
Woody, the new bad boy on the square.
Great name for a guy, Woody.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, he's very hard, and he said he plays really a nasty character.
Good one.
But no, he's playing a nasty character. He's the bad boy.
I am excited. Do you know what? There's been some pop stars turned soap actors who have done very well from themselves. Think Kim Marsh.
Yep.
Think Shane Ward.
Yeah, anymore?
All these people from
that's about it.
Exactly.
No, but Lee was an actor before he was in
yes.
Blue. And he could have actually got a part in EastEnders, but he'd signed for Blue, and there's a big story there. And I know his mum, and I've known Lee for years. He loves me.
Well, perfect.
Then I could get them off
maybe
the phone.
Maybe you're... to be fair, you couldn't, could you? But maybe next up, you'll be on the square. The
on
new Pauline Fowler.
Piss off. Pauline Fowler? What about... look, there's a
Danny
role,
Dyer's new bit of fluff?
No, I don't want to be that, please.
No? Why?
Danny Dyer.
Danny Dyer's gorgeous.
Have you ever seen my interview with Danny Dyer?
I don't think I have.
I just about got out alive.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that? Sometimes that's exciting.
Do you remember I like Ethel? Do you remember Dot and Ethel?
I don't think you're going to be an Ethel as you grow older, unfortunately, Lizzie.
But no, I miss the old days with Dirty Den. That's when I watched it.
Dirty Den and Angie. Mm. Do you know what I do like? Mm. I like Anita Dobson's version of the EastEnders theme tune, Anyone Can Fall in Love.
Anyone can fall. Let's play it.
Let's see if we've got it this evening. But okay. There's been, Lee Ryan, exciting news for him,
it's
right?
It's fantastic news. And he wanted me to say thank you to everyone for all their support because he's had actually loads of press on this.
Yes, he certainly has. Well, obviously, because I think it was a bit of a surprise. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but this guy's an actor. He's been writing movies. He was trying to make it in Hollywood. And now he's making it on Albert Square.
Good. And I'm very excited to see what he brings to the character.
I am very excited.
And it just shows as well that doing Celebrity Big Brother is not always the end of your career. It can be the beginning.
That's why I have not done it.
No, but that's good. It could be the making of you, Cundy.
Oh, yeah. Scandetta.
I mean, I'd do it, but then I'm not a celebrity, so, you know, I could...
Well, you are. You were on Mail Online last week. I saw. I got quite jealous.
That's true, actually. I was on Mail Online last week. With Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
Who was on the show last week. I was featured. I was the first picture.
Well, it was
me, Rosie, and Tay-Tay Spark.
Big old beard. Liz, I can't wait for the grooming guide to say, because I quite like hairy men. And I know a lot of men do
controversial
the
these days.
They do loads of waxing, and I quite like a man to be a man.
You do?
Yeah.
I think it's a common one these days. People are really are torn on that issue, aren't they? There's some who absolutely detest hair.
It must
some who
be
love
painful
it.
For a guy.
To get rid of your chest hair. I've only done it once. I had a very nasty rash afterwards and I was about to go on holiday to Magaluf. We'll never do it again. I was 18 years old. It was an 18 to 30 holiday. Lesson learned. Do not wax your chest.
But waxing hurts.
Yeah, it fucking does.
Can you imagine it on your chest and on your... I don't mind hairy men. I like it.
I tell you what, I had to get my sister to do it as well because I was too scared and she relished the opportunity to cause me immense pain.
Have you got a hairy bum?
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm hairy all over, Lizzie. Yeah, it's not like my bum is going to be sparse of hair.
A man, isn't he? It's hairy.
Have you got a hairy bum?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's
got
a shame.
Any hair at all.
Have you heard the other exciting news today about a certain film that's making a comeback?
Tell me more.
Love Actually.
Oh, my favourite
film. We are getting a 10-minute update on what the characters are doing now as part of Comic Relief.
So who's in the cast?
Well, so far we don't know that at the moment. All we know is Liam Neeson is definitely in it.
Of course.
And the boy that played his son, whose name I can't remember, they're both in it because they've been seen filming on South Bank today.
Who's leading girl?
Well, there's rumours that Keira Knightley's going to do it.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to follow what their story is.
She went to my school, Teddington. We're friends. Our mums know each other.
Of course you are.
Also,
your face, look at you there. You've never been more offended.
From Teddington.
Hugh Grant and Martine McCutcheon are also rumoured to be making a comeback, which would be a big deal for Martine McCutcheon because all she's got is loose women these days. I'm so sorry.
Pardon?
Nothing. Didn't say anything.
Well, no, this
really
will
like
be
Martine.
Great. No, I like Martine. You said that with a weird look in your eye, but I actually do like
it. I do. This is my moment.
This is my moment. But that could be amazing.
Yeah, right. So okay. We're going to get the Red Nose Days next month, so we're going to get to see it then. So it's going to be a quick turnaround.
I've interviewed him many times, and he's the most lovely guy.
Who? Liam Neeson.
Yeah, and I'm going to get him on this show.
Do you know what? I'm still waiting for many people.
For Simon Cowell. He's not coming.
Why?
On the show.
We love you, Simon. Why are you not coming on?
You've got a better beard than him.
Oh, that's a good point. And I don't want to upset him.
No, I'm very excited. He's got great Britain's Got Talent's coming. I'm very excited.
Yeah, he's working on he's been out and about, isn't he? I've seen him on doing the red carpets.
It's all happening, darling.
And his little co-star, his co-judge, Amanda Holden, it's just been revealed to be playing the main character in the BBC version of The Worst Witch. He's gonna be
fantastic.
The head teacher.
Fantastic.
Looks really good. Throw a little clip today.
I can't wait. I want to play a baddie. I'll make a really good baddie.
You can make a good Bond girl. So with a Russian surname. I can see it.
I was a Bond girl once. Do you know that? I had to squeeze Piers to death with my legs.
Oh,
yes. I was a body double. He's very hairy. Piers is the hairiest man I've ever seen. He's like, if he jumps in the water, he's like an otter. Oh, my God, not as hairy as you.
See?
That is hairy.
I win, right?
But he's pretty hairy.
I'm lucky my boyfriend likes it. Otherwise, you know.
You're on par with Piers Brosnan.
What?
Seriously, he's so hairy.
I won't be beaten by Piers Brosnan.
Honestly, he jumped in a swimming pool and he came out. It was like an otter.
Yeah, that's what I look like a drowned dog.
I like that look, though.
Okay,
keep
well, good
hair.
To know.
I'm going to grill this men's grooming guy.
Yeah, we will. We'll find out what I should be doing with myself to make myself look young and attractive and handsome. Other than the Botox, I'm not getting that.
The only thing today, I will say, I had a meeting today, and as we were looking, I was looking at this guy who's talking, and I could see a hair coming out of his ear, and I concentrated on it.
Well, of course you do, because it's in an unusual place. I get one that grows in the top of my ear.
Ooh.
It's gross, isn't it?
I had a friend had them on the end of his nose.
Oh, yeah, I've got a couple of friends who've got that. Hairy men, it happens. It's an extremity, isn't it? You know, it happens, these things.
Okay, so listen, can I play a nice track?
Can you come back to me with a request a bit later, Lizzie?
I have. I've got a special request for someone tonight.
But until then, how about a bit of the Chainsmokers?
Oh.
And then we're going to get our first guest, Jenny, on.
Fabulous.
Yeah?
Yes.
Just found me. before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. The sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay,
I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no call. Now I'm looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop.
Was that good enough for you, a bit of Chainsmokers?
No, I love that track.
You into that?
I'm never getting older. That's my track.
Because you're not.
Because I'm not.
Because you're not. You're absolutely not.
I am really not.
We've got our first guest on the line, I Ooh. Believe. Jenny Thompson, are you there?
Hello.
Jenny from the block.
Hi. I was just listening to you two then. I got carried away.
Hi, Jenny.
That was a bit of a surprise, was it?
No, sorry.
That's all right. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Yeah, wicked. Thank you for having me on.
No, good. Glad to have
you. We're excited to have you on. Jenny, it's all happening for you, darling, isn't it? So,
yeah.
Tell us, TV show.
So I've just done X on the Beach. I've not appeared on it yet. Here I am on the 11th of March, I think it is.
That's quite late
on the 14th. Yeah, it's quite late in. I came in quite late, so that was a bit scary for me, actually.
That's quite good, though, right, with X on the Beach, because the shorter time you're there, probably the better.
Yeah, you know, you are right, actually. Probably for me. But it was a bit hard for me because I kind of came into feuds and arguments and I was like, oh, what's going on? So I had to catch up on all the gossip when I got there. But it was, you know, I had a great time. It was amazing.
It's a feisty old show, this one, though. Were you a bit worried about going on it? Because you know there's going to be lots of drama.
Yeah, I was because, you know, I'm not a very feisty person. Like, I don't have big arguments with people. I don't really like to get heated with people. So for me, watching everyone argue, it was a bit hard, but I didn't have too many arguments myself, so I was kind of glad about that.
But it's just, just being around that kind of thing is not very pleasant.
Yeah, being
around
it can be quite stressful, but, you know, that's the kind of show you're going on, so you know, prepared for it, I suppose.
So how long were you filming for when you did it?
I'm on the last 2 or 3 episodes, so I didn't film as long as everyone else. Some people were there from day one. They were there for like 2-3 weeks, which is mad. I know, can you imagine?
And all that drinking and all that sex.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
But is it difficult because the cameras are on you and are you not aware that they're on you if you're kind of,
you know what's really weird, my mum asked me this, and the cameras are there part of the show. But then a lot of the time, the cameras, you know, they're hidden, you can't see them. So sometimes if you were, like, with the girls, you're having a chat, you would generally forget that they were there. But, I mean, most of the time you know. But you do forget sometimes when you've had a drink, you might be having a chat with someone, and you will forget for, like, 10 minutes that there's actually a camera in that wall or, you know, looking at you.
Do you annoy? He's going,
yeah. Suddenly you're aware.
I kept forgetting to put my mic on. They were like, put your mic on. I was like, oh, sorry, I forgot.
I accidentally forgot.
No, I know. Accidentally forgot that bit.
And who else are you on the show with? Because there's some characters, aren't there?
Yeah, there is. So I go in as Josh Ritchie's ex. He's great. He's from Bolton.
Yes.
He's so funny. He's a lovely guy. So that was great for me to be on the show with him because obviously I get on with him anyway.
Uh-huh.
And then there was Aaron from Geordie Shore. He's on the show.
Oh, yes.
And then Nicole from TOWIE. She was on it as well.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, the rest of the girls and the guys that I met there were really nice. You know, there's some really nice people on there.
So do you think you made some actual friends from it?
Yeah, I have definitely. I mean, most of them that I still speak to now, so it's great. You know, I've made some really good friends. No one's really made enemies either, because I think when we left the show, people kind of cleared things up and, you know, we didn't want to be enemies and everyone seems to be getting on, so it's fine now.
Okay, that's good. That's a good and rare, to be honest, on that show.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think so. But I think no one really took anything to heart too much on the show as well, which is good.
Yeah, so what made you want to do the show? Because obviously it tends to be a little breeding ground for potential new reality stars to come out. We've had Megan McKenna and all the likes of that. What do you make of...
Gemma,
you know,
Lucy.
What? Oh, yeah, Gemma Lucy.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few people that have done it. I mean, I think for me doing it, I've never done anything like that before, so it was kind of a challenge for me, and I enjoyed it, and I thought I'd give it a go. So, when I got asked to do it, I thought, why not? You know, just see what happens.
Oh, it's exciting!
I know,
I'm jealous.
I'm dreading watching it, though, when I'm on it, I have to admit.
So you haven't seen what happens?
No, the first lot of episodes that are on now, I didn't know what had gone on. I've not seen them, so I've been watching them, trying to keep up to date. And then, obviously, when I go in, I'm a bit nervous about it because I've never seen myself on TV before. So I am bricking it a bit.
Oh, bless you. You'll be all right.
But you've done TV before. You've done This Morning and those kind of programs before, right?
Yeah, I've done that. But, I mean, this is like, it's kind of a whole different thing, isn't it? Because
you
have a drink and there's other people around you.
You might not remember everything you've said.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the things that I'm thinking, oh, God, did I say anything? Did I say anything? But no, I should be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
So are you hoping that this will lead to other things in TV? Is that your plan?
You've come across well in it? I mean, you kind of got a feeling with her.
You know what?
Because Gemma Lucy was in here and she got kicked off the show, so she knew she didn't do too well.
It's a tricky one, I think, with TV, because it just depends how it gets edited. But I think I came across okay. I never really had any big arguments with anyone. I got on with everyone, so that's a good thing. So, you know, I think I've come across as me. So hopefully, you know, people enjoy watching me and enjoy watching that. So we'll have to see. But then I might get some trolls on Twitter that don't. But there you go.
Oh, well, we always get those, my darling.
We always get them. So it's fine.
Don't worry about
that.
Those
I'm
nasty
right,
trolls. But it is quite exciting because the show does get so much press.
It does, yeah. I couldn't, you know, actually, before I did it, I've never seen X on the Beach before.
Probably for the
and
best.
Before I went on, I know, well, it seems so weird. Before I went on, I thought, I'm going to watch a bit of it. And I literally put 10 minutes on. I was like, I cannot watch anymore. Because if I watch anymore, I'm going to work myself up before I even get there. So So I just had to turn it off, and I was like, oh God, what am I getting myself into? I
mean, is it going to be hard to watch yourself? Because some people just cannot watch themselves on TV.
I don't know. I think if I was to sit here and think, right, oh my God, I was a proper dickhead, I did this, I did that, then yeah. But because I'm sat here and I'm thinking, well, I know I've not done anything too cringy, and I can probably watch myself. Right. And I remember everything that I did. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so well, that's a good starting point.
Are you able to say, yeah, did you get it on with anyone? Are we allowed to ask?
I did meet someone in there. I met Aaron in there, and we did. We got on really well. Ooh. And we went on a few dates after the show as well, so that was nice.
But nothing more permanent?
At the minute, no, because he's doing Geordie Shore, so I can't, he's
off skiing.
Friends.
Yeah,
he's skiing, but he's such a nice guy anyway. He's a lovely friend that I've made from the show.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
I'm really happy.
So we've seen quite a bit of you on the Mail Online and places like that over the years, and you're quite often scantily clad. Let's put it that way. Are you comfortable with people? You obviously have a stunning figure.
Amazing.
But like, how do you feel about that when, you know...
You know what, I've had some terrible pictures taken of me, I know, in some awful outfits. I've had some good pictures with some nice outfits, but you know what, it doesn't really bother me. I think it's this whole process is a learning curve for me as well at the same time, and I'm learning like the do's and the don'ts, and I'm just enjoying it, and I'm just not taking it too seriously at the minute.
Good, best way, I think, don't you, Lizzie?
Yeah, definitely. I think so, without a doubt, yeah. Jenny. And it sounds, I think you're quite confident you've done all right on this show, because
some people come in
when it hasn't been aired and they're going, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Because do they plough you with drink? I mean, there's obviously a lot of alcohol and things.
They give you alcohol, but if you misbehave and the boys might get a bit rowdy, or the girls, they do take it away from you and you can't have any more. So some nights I was like pretty sober because I was like, all right, you're kicking off, but that means that I can't have wine now, so I'm not happy with you.
Oh,
so
wow.
They didn't plough you with too much, but, you know, it depends if you're a lightweight or not, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, our Stephen here would be in trouble.
I've had half a glass of wine, but I'm fine. You know,
you're
I'm fine
right.
this
yeah,
season.
No, I'm terrible with wine. I'm terrible with wine.
It's my favourite, though. That's the problem.
I'm hardcore. I could keep going and I never look like I'm drunk.
But you are.
I wish I could do that. I wish I could remember everything. Oh, that's good.
Best way.
I do remember things. I just look drunk.
So, Jenny, when is the show starting? Because our listeners want to know.
It's already started now. It's on every Tuesday on MTV at 10 o'clock. So, yeah, it's already on. So this one's just been this week.
And when are you featured?
And I'm on the 14th of March, Tuesday the 14th.
So we've got about a month to go, yeah?
Yeah, a month to go.
A month of nerves for you.
Darling, I'm really excited.
I know. I am. Thank you.
What are you hoping to achieve in the future?
You know what? I'm going to get... Well, obviously get the show over and done with and that finish. There's a few things that I've, that I've got lined up, but I've nothing in writing yet, so I'm just going to see what happens. I'm a mum at the minute as well, you know, with my little girl, so I'm enjoying that.
Oh,
amazing.
That's cute. Okay.
So,
well,
yeah,
that's good. Good.
Every day.
Oh, well... Jenny, I can't wait to watch you.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Thank you so much. I cannot wait, Jenny. And lovely
I'll
to chat to you.
When it's on.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, yeah.
Defo, 100%. Thank you so much
right,
for having me
darling.
On. I appreciate that, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Best of luck, Jen.
Bye.
Right, bye. Bye.
Oh,
what a lovely
sweet.
Girl.
Yeah,
lovely
I can't girl. Wait to watch this one.
Wow. You need to get on it because it's already started this series, Lizzie.
Okay, I'm going to get on it.
You're going to get on it.
Ex on the beach. Can you imagine being on Ex on the Beach and your ex is
I get on with all my exes. It wouldn't be a problem for me. No,
I only talk to one. I only talk to one ex.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Do you fancy listening to some Katy Perry's new song?
I love Katy Perry.
Do you? I think it's kind of dreadful, but I'm going to play it anyway.
Well, let's see what our listeners think of this track, because I like it.
Katy Perry, Chained to the Rhythm.
Whew.
Up there in my desire. Break down the walls to connect, inspire. Eh, up in your high place, liars. Time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people. They stumble and they fumble and we about to riot. They woke up, they woke up, the liars.
I love it. I love it. I want it on again. Who agrees with me? Please tweet.
I mean, I'm not so much of a fan, but, you know.
Stephen Lane has just, he's doing his story on Instagram. Please follow because he's just done
dancing. I had two people following me.
Don't be silly. That was a good track. That was amazing. I love that.
I'm just not, I don't know what it is. I love Katy Perry.
You don't like her since that canoe shot.
No, I liked Orlando Bloom's little Willy.
With his little cocktail sausage. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get that people love it, so I think I'm alone, to be honest. But
I love that track.
Are you a fan of live music, Lizzie?
I love live music.
Have you heard the exciting news that we are supporting Stand and Calling this year?
What?
Yeah.
We're not, are
Hertfordshire's
we?
Premier Music Festival in July.
Hertfordshire? I used to live in Hertfordshire. But
did you?
Park.
Did you?
Yeah.
Now, there's quite a lineup.
Come on then, give it to me.
Laura Mavula.
Oh, wow.
She's very cool. Gary Newman.
I love Gary Newman.
British Sea Power, Steve Mason, Nadia Rose, Fickle Friends, Dutch Uncles, Cabbage.
In fact, can we play some Gary Newman? Let's go back.
We can, we can. So it's basically a whole weekend. Whole weekend of music, okay. From the 27th to the 30th of July.
I'm there. Can we come?
I think we bloody well should do.
I think we deserve to be.
I think we should. We should. We should. As long as there's nice camping, you're not going to camp, are you?
No. Do they do room service?
We'll find out. Well, I'm sure for you, Lizzie, they would. They would.
I was watching Judge Rinder. I don't often
I bet
get
you were.
To watch it the other day.
Right, yeah.
And they had a guy took someone to court, this young Essex boy, because they went to the festival, the V Festival.
The V Festival.
And his friend had wrecked his tent. And he said, I'll just sleep in the rain. And it was the funniest thing. But festivals really aren't my bag. You can't wear high heels.
Of course you can.
What with wellies with high heels?
Of course you can, Lizzie. They're for everyone. And also Clean Bandit and Orbital are playing and they're like really cool.
They are very cool actually.
So everyone needs to check them out, get
their
tickets.
Let's do this. I want to go. Tell them I'm coming.
Oh, right. I can't wait to see the paparazzi images of that. Now, you've said you don't get to watch daytime TV much.
Yeah.
Did you watch Loose Women this week with Katie Price on it?
I tell you what I did see with Pamela Anderson.
No. Or maybe. What were you
no,
thinking?
No, I know, Pam.
Come
know
on, what were
Pam.
You thinking?
No,
what were you thinking?
Listen, I just felt a bit for Katie because she was like, I love her. She's one of my idols. I want to do a shoot with her.
Right,
and
yes.
And then Pammy came on the set, hello, and she went, oh, did you just hear me? I want to do a shoot with you. And she kind of just blanked it off.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, sure, yeah. Interestingly, I don't know if I should be revealing this, but my housemate actually just did a photo shoot with Pamela Anderson.
Kid me not. She looks good.
She does look incredible. Yeah. Exciting
Let's get
times.
Her on.
But that wasn't actually what I wanted to talk to you about.
What was the shoot for?
No,
what magazine?
I can't tell you.
Oh, come on.
Can't tell you.
No, why? Please.
I can't tell you.
I'll do anything.
You won't, you won't care. So during the show, she revealed that in her will, everything is still going to go to Peter.
I know, she needs to change it.
She's had two husbands since Peter Andre. What do you make of that?
I actually can understand it because I need to redo my will because everything would still go to my ex.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. And I think that those sort of things you do kind of think, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I will put... And you put
and
it
then
off.
You get knocked over by a bus.
Well, I nearly got knocked over by a police van on my way here. But it is something you need to do, and I'm going to do it next week.
Well, I think that, definitely, it's one of those things, right? Like, I think...
But everything would go to my ex, which would be crazy.
Exactly. So you need to get it done.
I know.
But...
And I will.
For Katie
I
Price,
will.
For someone like Katie Price, yeah, as well, sure. You know, who is...
Well, she's had two other husbands in between.
Alex Reed.
Well, Peter's remember rubbing him? Her hands again, I hope. I hope she gets knocked down by a big red bus tonight.
I mean, let's hope not.
No, I know. But he must be thinking, wow, it would all go to
well,
me.
Well, I just think it's odd, right?
He's just had a baby. He could do it with the
extra
money.
Do you know
what
I think it's odd? That she's not getting advice from someone telling her, okay, well, now you should do this.
But I do think, to be honest, in your living life for today, you don't think... I certainly don't. Oh, I've got, must do my will. I've got to do it. I only thought it when I was on a plane coming back from LA and the turbulence was so bad. And I suddenly thought, oh, my God,
this
I haven't,
is it.
Done, the
I haven't
will.
Done the will.
It's all going to go to the ex.
Yeah.
I did cross my mind. It's the only time. And I thought, I must do it when I land. And I didn't.
Well, Lizzie, then you have not learned from your own mistakes.
Who does
have you?
Wills? Can you text me or tweet me?
I have not. I clearly have not done a will because all anyone who I
we'll
would
end
leave
up in
would
debt.
Just I would just be leaving them with debt.
Do not give me your debt. I don't want to be in your will.
Sorry, darling.
Thank
it
you.
Will be going to my mother or my sister, I guess. So
yeah, but you know, it's very important,
isn't
really,
it? Though
I seriously need
Katie
to do
Price
this.
Has like five children.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think that's it.
But she sorted out a funeral.
Has she?
She said she had sorted out a funeral. She's doing a line in coffins. Did you not hear?
Oh, is she? I didn't.
Her own range in coffins. But I have actually sorted my funeral out.
What?
Yep.
Tell me more. Am okay. I invited?
Of course. It's a big party. I don't want any black. You've got to wear colour. It's going to be fun. I've got the tracks I want.
What do you want? What? Tell me.
Wake me up before you go. No, honestly.
I want Murder I've on got... the Dance Floor by Sophie Lispector.
Oh, no. You've got to have some hymns. I'm Catholic.
Yeah,
strict.
That's true.
I was brought up with nuns.
My nana had, well, chosen for her, but it was because it was her favourite band. We had M People, Search for the Hero.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Your nan sounds quite a girl.
She was. She had a big, big bloody funeral, did my nana,
well,
Nana Joyce.
She was a popular lassie. I had to read at my friend's funeral. That was the hardest thing I've
really?
Ever done in my days. And...
Done a lot of hard things.
I know, I have. And that was tough. That's tough cookie.
Yeah.
But like, I know it sounds sad, but I want my funeral to be a real fun event.
Well, it sounds like Katie Price does too.
Well, Kate wants a carriage and a glass through coffin and all the makeup done by Gary Cockrell.
Gary Cockrell. Forgot about Gary. Remember Gary?
Yes, of course I
Still
do.
Still a good friend of yours.
Not really.
No, huh. thought it'd be someone you might know.
Another one that's... No, I like Gary. He's fine.
You do?
No, no probs.
Now, you know what we've got coming up every week, Lizzie? It's my favourite thing.
Oh, man, what is it?
You know I like to get you in an outfit.
You like to tease me.
I certainly do.
Yeah, I want a real nice outfit this
wait,
time.
Wait.
Dare to wear.
I love that track.
Should we play it one more time?
Woo!
Dare to wear.
I love that.
Got a beautiful disco jacket for you this week.
Oh, my God. Is it really disco?
As a disco queen, the disco queen that you are.
What colour is it?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Oh, I'm too excited. As long as it's sparkling and spangly.
I imagine you're going to look like Ariana Grande.
Oh, really? Seriously, can
Ariana
you do nice
Grande's
lighting?
Older sister.
Oh, that's not fair.
Sorry, I meant younger sister.
I have a body of a 21-year-old, have you know.
All I can see of it, yes. I mean, geez.
I'm quite covered
You're
tonight.
You're quite covered tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Not wearing a bra,
Thank
then.
You very much. No, I'm not wearing a bra. I can't wear a bra with this dress. Sorry.
Fair enough.
So listen, I can't dare to wear. It's
dare
my favourite part of the show.
Well, and this week we're going to get you in this gorgeous disco jacket.
Okay, if you want me to wear it, please tweet in at Fubo Radio.
I think it's a done deal, Lizzie, to be honest, I think.
Okay.
You don't need to worry about that.
Now, listen, we've got, talking of Dare to Wear, it's London Fashion Week.
Oh, it certainly is.
Yes,
right?
Indeed it.
What will you be going to?
The good ones. PPQ.
PPQ. Julian McDonald.
Yes. Yes,
That's
yes,
the only
yes,
two
yes,
I know.
Yes.
Burberry. Burberry's a tough one.
I'd like to go. Can you've got an in there. You've
I
got
do have a couple
innie.
Of ins. I've got
you've got an innie.
Yeah, but I don't get invited, so why should I get you invited?
Because we'll have fun together. Let's go together. Come on. Burberry's great one.
Yeah, that's
got
when
Kate Moss.
You get Sarah Jessica Parker's, all that kind of lot turn up. You sometimes get
Sorry, I just hit my vodka glass with the mic. Not that I'm drinking.
No, it's just water. Anna Winter sometimes goes to Burberry as well. So that's the big one.
Oh, but will Victoria Beckham? Now, what do you think on the Beckham? Because it was just big. I mean, it's been big news. Is it the end of, you know, Bram Beckham? Is it though, Stephen?
I think no, because the public like him too much and not so many people read the papers and care.
Are we bothered that he wants that night of
the gong? I thought everyone
so
knew that anyway, didn't they? Everyone knew he was aiming for that. He's trying to be friends with Prince William and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I was there when they were friends. I was at the same hotel at the Saxon at the World Cup in South Africa. I walked down from my room. I thought there's a party going on here.
I'm not invited. Yes.
How dare you? Off with the heads. And then I saw William.
Prince William.
Okay, yeah. And then I saw Prince Harry's PR guy. And he saw me and went, well, what the hell? I won't say the swear word you're doing here.
Blooming hell.
And I said, hi. He went, how are you? And I said, look, I'm just popping by and I'm going to have a quick drink. He said, okay, just a quickie. So I barged in, went up to Harry, and I was like chatting with him all night. I was there all night with him.
Oh, are you the brunette that he was seen with?
No, we had a bit of a nightmare because my room was on I was friends with the owner and he put me in the penthouse at the top and next to me was Harry's room.
Oh, interesting.
And then they were worried, thinking, she's going to be taking him out because I had a few parties, which I did.
Did you?
I did indeed.
Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, he's
so when was this, 2008?
This was 2010.
Wow. Jealous. You've done so much, so many exciting things.
Yeah, that was exciting. I did that for, it was Good Morning Britain then. So I was there with them, but I ended up this mad... I can't even tell you what happened. I'm going to save it for my book because you couldn't make it out.
Are you writing a book?
I am. I could be.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
Could have, would have, should have. Oh, that'd be exciting.
Yeah, but it was a very funny trip. You couldn't make it up.
Ooh, I don't get to do any of that stuff in my job. I'm kind of chained to a desk all day in my day-to-day life at OK Online.
Yeah, got to watch the daytime shows. I'm not normally drinking with Prince William and Harry and David Beckham, but David Beckham was right up there. What's it? Then
he was right up your what?
Not mine.
Oh,
may I add?
Sorry,
there's Victoria ringing. No, he was really up. You know, he was obviously trying. I didn't realise how hard, but.
Oh, to become a... Right, yeah. Sorry, I was losing you there.
Don't be rude. You're very rude today because it's Valentine's. Talking of which, how many cards did you get? Did you get any presents?
I got one card from my boyfriend.
Oh,
he also got me a present. It was a T-shirt that was slightly too small, but that's fine.
Oh, maybe you could just squeeze yourself into it. It's all that hair.
I'm not going to lose any weight that quickly.
Oh, that's
especially
sweet.
Now I'm drinking.
And did you get him a present?
That was a little bit of an issue, actually. So I thought we'd only started being official the week before. So I thought, well, it'd be a bit much. So anyway, I've got him a present now. And I'm seeing him in like 6 or 7 days. So
sorry, I've just got to say, someone's just tweeted me, can I come to your funeral, Lizzie, if it's public? Yes, you can, Nigel.
Oh, my
Nigel.
God, your public funeral.
You can
come. Like Jade Goody or something. We're going to be... Yeah. I'll be a pool... Can I be a pallbearer?
Yes, you may.
Okay, that's good.
You can be.
Can you put that in your will when you rewrite it?
I'll write you in, Stephen. Yeah, so that was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
But you didn't really go out to town. You probably was a bit hurt.
No, well, I hope not.
Every day should be Valentine's.
I like him very much.
You say every day, I love you. Not just one day, do you agree?
Right, right. What about you? I saw you got a little rose on your car.
No, whoever did that nearly snapped my windscreen wiper off. I was so cheesed off.
Still, nice
thought.
Nice thought.
I think it was the farmer.
Oh, really? I can't see you as a farmer's wife.
No, my son spotted him lurking on my R drive.
A little lurker, was it?
Yeah, no, I did. I did get a couple of nice cards, and obviously from my boys and roses.
Oh,
and
that's cute.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't send one to my mum. I feel like I'm 31 years old. It'd be a bit creepy.
Well, I think it's still nice to appreciate your mama. But they did do this big thing, and they did it on Loose Women. Should you send your boys a card? Should they send you one? All that malarkey. But I say nothing wrong with telling someone you love them. If more should say it.
I agree.
Okay.
And I used to be, you know me, Lizzie, I used to be a bit of a negative Nancy when it came to things like that. But, you know.
Three exes send me messages.
Did they? Want to name them?
Thinking of you.
Want to name them?
No, I do not.
Can you tell me off air?
Possibly.
Okay, fine. Should we play a song?
Yeah, go on.
How about that?
What, and then can I have something I like soon?
What do you want?
I love this Dua Lipa.
Which song? There's a
and
few.
And it's like, could you be the one?
I don't know which one that is, Lizzie.
The latest one.
I don't know which one that is. Okay. Let's work it out while we play this song.
Okay.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? See it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
FUBAR Radio is proud to be an official partner of Stand and Calling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Joe Collar from Hot Chip,
and Faithless. FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event.
FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
I see the moon. Oh, when you're looking at the sun, not a fool. No, you're not fooling anyone.
So we found the track, Dua Lipa,
I love that track.
Be the One. Isn't it good?
I could be the one.
And that was your little request, right? Right.
Yeah, that's to someone very special.
Okay.
Which we were not going to say any names because we're not allowed.
Oh, God damn it. Why do you do
Fubo,
this,
Selena? I know, Fubo, you can say anything you want, but I can't say this
Some things
name.
Have to stay secret.
They do. The state is staying very, very quiet. But listen.
What?
We've got exciting news.
What's that?
Well, I'm sitting here with you, and you're sitting here with me, and the lovely girl's going down to our pub to buy us all a drink.
Yay!
No! Good producers here at Fubo.
I'm supposed to not be drinking, but
well,
here
you
I am.
Cannot do that when you work with me. I'm sorry.
That's not an option.
It's not allowed. It's not allowed.
Now, speaking of someone who will be drinking in celebration this week, have you heard about who's going to be replacing Mary Berry on the Great British Bake Off?
I am. Beyond devastated.
What?
Deflated.
Oh, because of your audition.
Well, yeah, I wanted it to be me. I'm so good at cupcakes. It's unbelievable. I've got a nice couple of cupcakes myself.
Are you good at icing?
Very
is that what it is?
Brilliant at icing.
Brilliant at icing.
And I have
icing
the,
queen.
I'm great at doing the dough, you know, like really kneading.
Really kneading that dough.
Yeah, I'm great.
Unfortunately, it's not you. Have you heard who it is?
The bitch. Who is it? I'm going to kill her.
Prue Leith.
Who? Prunes.
Prue Leith.
Who the hell is that?
She is the new Mary Berry. That's all you need to know. She's going to be everywhere soon.
Who is she?
Where did we find her?
Yes.
Prue Leith is probably best known as a judge on the Great British Menu,
which has about 3 viewers. Does it? Who? What the hell is that?
Well, yeah.
Oh, gosh, you're joking.
So she will be, apparently...
Is that legit?
Not
that
confirmed, not confirmed.
Is it
but
signed?
It's between her and one other person. Rumour has it that it's going to be her and Paul Hollywood as the judges on the show. So what are your thoughts on that?
Disappointed.
Because judging by your face, yeah.
Totally disappointed.
Why?
Because it's not anyone will know. Unless you watch that weird show that mm-hmm. she's in. It's quite an abstract show, isn't it? It's not got many viewers. I think it's a rubbish. And who is she? I want someone that we know and that we're going to go, wow! That's going to be... Yeah,
that's
Nigella.
What I want, Nigella.
Listen, I was at theatre with Nigella last night. She
were you?
Would, yes.
Tell me everything. What did she look like? What did she look like?
She hardly had any makeup on, was in a coat and a scarf and just smiled and looked gorgeous. She's very sexy.
Yeah, oh God, of course she is.
She's
my favourite. She's my favourite.
Really? Even me, with my fringe?
You're in my favourites.
But can I tell you, I hate it when people ring me when they know I'm on the radio show. You know, this guy's known me for 5 years. You know I'm on the radio.
Yeah, you're getting a call right now,
it's
aren't
calling
you?
Calling me.
Shall we play a little song? Because I believe we may have our next guest in, ready
oh,
to
wow.
go.
I can't wait. Who's the guest? Tell us.
Let's
it's
play a little...
Oh, my goodness. He's very fit.
Yeah, he is. Let's play a song, shall we?
Excellent.
When you're low and your knees can't rise, you feel help. And you're looking to the sky. Some people would say to accept defeat. Well, if this is fate, then we'll find a way to cheat. 'Cause oh, we'll say a little breath. The door, if the answer isn't fair. No, you can't call on me. Tears from falling down. Don't come.
If the answer isn't fair, then call on me. When you need somebody, when you can't stop the tears from falling down.
Not as much as Katy Perry.
Oh my God, we can't just play Katy Perry all night, Lizzie.
Why not?
What? You're very stressed tonight, Lizzie.
Oh, well, I've had a very, very, very stressful day, which has turned out good. So I'm
good.
Happy.
Well, that's all I want.
Happy.
That's all I want to hear.
But I'm demanding. Today I feel demanding.
I know, and I can definitely get that sense.
Getting
of
that
you.
Vibe.
Get me a drink.
No,
get that song on.
But if I like something, I like it. I'm being a diva for once.
Good. I'm enjoying this side of your personality.
What a diva! It's the new look. The new fringe.
I'm enjoying.
It's the new fringe look.
And I'm loving. Honestly, it's working for you.
Can I tell you what happened? I was getting ready for this. We were doing some filming. My hair kept getting in my way, and my friend just went, "Oh!" and grabbed scissors and did it as a joke, but actually, literally.
And then you had to get it done properly.
And then I went, "I can't believe you just cut my hair."
Well, job done.
Job done.
So we've got our next guest on the line.
I can't wait.
The very handsome, very gorgeous Tom Reed Wilson. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. How are you?
That's
very
a lively good. Voice, Tom. How are you?
I'm terribly well. Yes, how are you both?
Very good.
We're great.
Much
we're
better
great.
For having you on the phone.
Oh, well, you're just a bucket of charm.
We are a bucket of charm.
And that's why, I don't need to go to the dating agency because I've got a boyfriend now. So.
Oh, good for you. Darling, you can help me. You can help me.
I can barely help myself. I was Valentine-ness again, I'm afraid.
Oh, really? Did you not get a card, Tom?
No, I didn't. I got a kiss on the cheek from Joey Essex.
Oh, well, that's all you want. He's your favourite, right?
No, I would have traded that for a card.
And he did agree to be my Valentine, which was very, very nice.
Now, Tom, tell us about the show for those that don't know about it.
Oh, well, the premise really is that the celebrities that we have find it very difficult to penetrate their showbiz bubble and meet ordinary people. And so we have an exclusive agency where we do the searching for them, if you like.
Yeah.
And so we have a client database full of lovely non-celebrities, and they get to date them. And there are two ways in which they can meet them. They either defer to Nadia and Eden's expertise, our dating agents, and they select someone that they think is appropriate for a blind date, or they select themselves at these rather grand parties that we hold called mixers,
where
they come and attend. Yes, and they get to mingle all evening.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
And then they're strictly instructed to select one and one date only. That's the thing that Joey finds slightly tricky.
Well, and so did Stephen Bear, right? Didn't he kiss two girls?
That would be a show.
Didn't he kiss two girls at the mixer? That was, it wasn't...
He kissed one.
Wow, and that's fast going.
And asked another out on the date, the one that he hadn't kissed, funnily enough.
Oh, goodness.
Little rat bag.
Typical Bear.
Isn't he just, but he's off the show now because he started dating Charlotte Crosby. So
he's already
off.
Got a lady, so he got kicked off.
Well, we sort of suddenly became surplus to requirements, I think, because love raced away.
Exactly.
But what is it? Because to fall in love or to date someone, you've got to have some sort of connection. Is it? Do you believe in love at first sight, or is it not to do with looks? Is it to do with the personality and the humour? What is it?
Oh gosh, I think it's
bit of everything.
I'm wildly romantic. Yes, I do think it's a perfect mixture of all of those three things. In fact, the best dates I've been on, there's a wonderful Ingrid Bergman quote where she says, "A kiss is a clever trick designed by nature to intervene when words become superfluous."
Oh, and all I love of my, that.
Isn't that nice? And all my best dates have been like that, where there's been this wonderful, easy chat, and then all of a sudden, the words naturally dry up and there's that sort of twinkly look between you and you lean in and kiss, and that's the best.
That is a nice thing.
I agree.
I do like a nice kiss, but it's terrible if you've got someone that can't kiss.
And you can tell an awful lot. I think you can tell even what the bedroom might end up being like from a very good
100%.
Kiss. Really?
A bad kiss, bad in bed. I'm telling you now.
Oh, I think it's as simple an equation as that. Yeah. I really agree.
100%.
Yeah.
I once
it's
had a
kiss.
It's
got to be like a beautiful orchestration. It's got to start rather quietly, and it's got to have this heavenly crescendo.
Oh yeah.
I love that.
I love the way you talk about it.
I love it. You're
getting turned on in the studio.
You're making me want a kiss. but can I say, because I had a really bad kiss once where someone like nearly knocked my tooth out and came at me so hard, and I thought, oh my God. And he was so handsome. I remember saying to my friend, he nearly knocked me out.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's amazing how in an instant it can sort of spoil it.
I know. Isn't it? And then someone you think not, and then they kiss you and you think, actually, that's quite nice.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm sick of listening to Lizzie talk about, you know, her love life. So what do you make of this batch? What do you make of this batch of celebrities this year?
Oh, golly. Well, they're wildly entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I roared with laughter at several of them. And I've grown very, very fond of them. It sounds very sugary to say it, but they've become really sort of firm chums.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, they really have.
Because I love Georgie. I was actually with her on her date. Can you believe that? Because she went to a fashion show and I was there. Sitting next to them.
Asian bridal outfit.
That's right. And I was there, and she kind of brought me on it going, "What do you think?" And I said, "Well, he plays rugby. I could tell he's a big strapping guy."
Oh,
I've met a few rugby players before, and I thought he definitely plays rugby. But then she likes
a strapping guy.
She does.
Georgie likes a sort of bouncy castle, really.
Yeah. I mean, she's very tiny herself, isn't she?
She's adorable.
Very diminutive.
She's an adorable
girl.
Look
delicious in that dress.
She certainly did, yes. But she never tends to look bad. I think she always
looks
good.
She's very cute.
Yeah.
She's a cute
child. I know. She's our little blonde bombshell.
She is.
She's
very
really
sweet.
Turned head when she comes into a mixer. You should see it. Like, everybody turns on a sixpence and just suddenly looks at her.
They're all like, wow. But and you've also got Fern.
Fern, who is just wonderful.
She's a character.
She's such a character. And she and I sing together. And she's got a tremendous voice. I don't know if you know.
No, I didn't know that.
Really?
She does do theatre, doesn't she, old Fern McCann?
Yeah,
yes.
She's a singer.
Yes, and she played me a recording of her singing this wonderful swing version of That's Life. And I was weak at the knees. It was just
What do you make? There was some controversy today about her, about the paying of the date. What do you think about the etiquette for paying on a date is for a man?
Well, I think it's very tricky. I think
it's becoming more tricky, I think, as
I think it's very tricky. Well, you know, in our world, you're you're a fellow yes. gay man. It's yes. even trickier, isn't it?
I tend because to just always go 50-50. I tend to, there's not much, I don't think I've heard.
Yes. Yes, I think that there are no set rules. But all I can say, really, with regard to Fern, is that she is one of the most generous people that I've ever met. So she's far from frugal. You know, I think that...
unless you're sharing a couch with her on live TV.
Oh, yes, you had a little bit of a fight with Fern
well,
on TV, didn't you?
She tried to dig me out a little bit. But anyway, I'll forgive. I forgive easy.
Good.
I don't forget good. That. yeah, but it's very tricky when you know the cameras are on you, don't you? I mean, does it make them self-conscious? Are they acting natural like they normally would?
Yes, I think so. I think, certainly in reception, from what the way I've got to know them in that sort of first-hand way in reception, I see very real reflections of what I see on the dates. But of course, none of that I get to see until I see the show.
Of course.
And I also don't see what happens in the agent's room. So apart from my exchanges with them, it's all a tremendous surprise to me. I'm much like the viewer, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot of press, this. It's really done very well, hasn't it, the show?
Oh, I'm so chuffed because we feel there at the agency, we just feel like a little family, and there's a tremendous hope that people will find love, and we're all such romantics. I am a huge romantic. So we're just so pleased. And I think also, this sounds a little bit earnest now, but I think one of the reasons that the show's successful is that it's in the world at large, it's quite a sad time. And what could be happier than looking for love?
True, very true.
I love that. Looking for love, that's what I'm doing, looking for love.
I know, I really think that's why dating shows are so terribly successful at the moment, because mm-hmm. I think...
We all love a bit of romance. And
yeah.
It's the perfect escapism, isn't it, romance?
Yes, I agree.
From everything else that's happening.
Yeah, no, you're very right. I love that, Tom. Well, look, Tom, we can't wait to watch the show. We're really going to enjoy
it.
I'll be back tonight to watch it as soon as it's on.
I can't wait, Tom. I'm excited.
Me too, and it was so lovely to talk to you, Ben.
And you, my darling. Best of luck with it all, and we can't wait to watch tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye, darling.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Tom. What a lovely chat.
I mean, he just gives off a nice aura, right?
Yeah.
Nice little aura.
Got you in the mood for kissing, didn't he? You were going all gooey.
I know I was.
You're going all slushy.
I know, I tell you.
It's because you're in love, baby.
Let's not push it. We're only just starting to,
no,
you know.
No, I can see it. You're going all giddy, skipping around the studio. Little love hearts coming out of your ears.
Let's calm your tits, Lizzie Candy. How about a bit of Little Mix?
Come on, give it to me.
You and I and nobody else. Feeling feelings I never felt. The way you got me under your spell. Don't you keep it out to yourself.
Just a touch of your love, 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 just Fubar Radio.
Prima donna girl, yeah. All I ever wanted was the world. I can't help that I need it all. The prima donna life, the rise and fall. You say that I'm kinda difficult, but it's always someone else's fault. Got you wrapped around my finger, babe. You can count on me to misbehave. A prima donna girl.
Would you do anything for me? Buy a big diamond ring for me? Would you get down on your knees for me?
Pop that pretty question right now, baby.
Beauty queen on a silver screen. Living life like I'm in a dream. I know I've got a big ego. I really don't know why it's such a big deal though.
Questions. It's in my blood.
I know. But you're getting all the good answers before the interview's even started.
But it's so interesting because it's not very often we get someone that has worked so closely with the one and only Michael Jackson.
This is very true. And here we have martial arts expert Matt Fides. Fides.
You got it.
Good.
You got
it. Perfect. It's worried about how this Fides.
That's a great
How
name.
Are you?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Very glad you're here.
Now, tell me, I've got to ask, and everyone's asking, how did you get to work with Michael Jackson, being you're his personal bodyguard? How did that come about? Because I'm sure that is a job every kind of bodyguard would want, isn't it? It's like one of the biggest stars we have.
Well, I had a very successful chain of martial arts schools when I was 17.
I mean, even that in itself is pretty impressive.
At 17?
Yeah, it's kind of normal to me because I don't know any different.
Yeah,
I've had a normal job. And it just exploded. It went crazy. I had thousands of students. And I ended up in the national press where it said, Bully Boy Becomes Millionaire. And it came to attention of Uri Geller.
Who was a very good friend of
mine. He was very good friend of
mine. He bent spoons.
Yeah.
Professional spoon bender.
He did. He bent my spoon once.
Did he?
Yeah, at a dinner. And I had it's very hard to eat my dessert after that.
Yeah, very good point.
So, wow, so you met him.
I met Uri, and we got on really well. Uri wanted to do a anti-bullying type video, like mind power, to stop kids being bullied at school. So he wanted to combine with me. And we became close friends. And about 3 or 4 months later, he called me up in the middle of the night and says, "You've got to come to my house now, Matt. If you don't come to my house, you'll regret it for the rest of your life." And I lived in Devon at a time, a little town called Barnstable.
You're like, oh, okay.
And he lives in Stonehill-on-Thames, Reading. So I was like, how am I going to explain this to my girlfriend? You know, it looks very strange.
And Matt has called me and I must go.
About a 5-hour trip, isn't it? Devon to Reading.
It was a long way. And he said, "You can't say where you're going," and all sorts. So I turn up at his house.
It's a mystery. You can't say where you're going. So where am I going?
I turned up at his house and there was nothing special that you could say anything was going on, but I went into the living room and then this guy came up to me, bowed to me and shook my hand and said, "Hi, I'm Michael Jackson, nice to meet you." I knew who the hell you are, but what on earth
what
are you
doing
here? Yeah, what am I doing here?
How old was Michael then? What era was this?
I was trying to work out the other day. So this was 98. So he was just finishing the history tour. To be honest, this was just when all the bad stuff started to happen. I missed all the good stuff.
You missed the thriller days. This was, I remember.
But still one of the biggest celebrities in the world. Well, was the biggest celebrity in the world at the time,
Yeah, he certainly was. I think Uri was looking to put people in his life that
were good.
Were good, because he was getting ripped off by bodyguards and all sorts. And I had all these hundreds of staff who could help him for free. I didn't need the money. I didn't need anything from Michael. And we just got on really well. He's a Bruce Lee fanatic. He wanted to get back training again. He's already a black belt when I met him.
Wow.
And we just became close friends. So I had this not strange inner circle, because I hope he's not listening to this or the others, but I had an inner circle at the time where it was like Mohammed Al-Fayed and Uri Geller and Michael Jackson and Britney Spears. And so
that's a strange group of friends, man.
You have to lie where you've been to at the weekend, otherwise your friends think you're nuts. You know?
Yeah, you're obviously making it up.
And obviously you can't say where if you are with them, because you've got to keep things confidential, haven't you?
It was true. I've been married, my first marriage, I've only been married twice, but my first marriage, it was difficult because she couldn't quite understand the fact that I couldn't say where I was in the world, because we couldn't.
I know, not many wives would like that.
No,
where are
definitely
you?
Not.
I can't tell you, darling, but I will be back. Don't hold on for tea. I might not make it.
She just said, if I want something, I'm going to go and ask Michael. That's just the way it used to work. So.
But quite incredible. So you obviously struck up a nice relationship with Michael.
Yeah, we're close friends. We're all close friends for 10 years. And his inner circle too, like Mark Lester, do you remember him? But played the original Oliver Twist.
Yeah, now that's a character. Yeah, he's done a few stories on Michael since, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
About
they were super close.
Oh wow! Well, he keeps saying that Michael, he's the father, real father of.
Yeah.
You know, it was all getting a bit weird, I thought. But yeah, they were very close.
They're very, very close. So it was an interesting start to my career. I guess you can't really make it up. That's for sure. And then. And then after he passed away, I just returned to running my martial arts schools. He never interfered with that. He was a great motivator to push me forward and teach me how to franchise my business when it hasn't been done before. So he was a great friend and a very clever businessman. I wish he'd shown that side to the world.
Because obviously we only know the Michael Jackson we see on the telly. Many few people have got close to him. What was he actually like as a person? Was he this... You know, because he seemed very bizarre, and obviously all the plastic surgery and things that happened, he just seemed a kind of strange character in some ways.
Yeah, well, he wanted you to believe that, Lizzie. He wanted everyone to believe that. And he used to say to us we had to work with him to make his life the biggest mystery on earth. So when the doors shut, the makeup will come off and so on, and he'll be normal. He'll just be, I know it's hard for you guys to understand that, but he'll be normal.
No, totally. I think that's actually the case with most of celebrities, right? You take the camera away.
And he would... he would make an effort to be... Actually, I remember him saying once, we wanted to go to Uri's house and just watch a movie, grab a curry, and it's always a bit of a situation, but we said to him, how do you want to go? And he goes, I want to go as Michael Jackson for my fans. So he saw himself as a brand. So he went away for 45 minutes, had his makeup done, his hair, wig on and so on, dressed up with all the clothes and the face mask to create the character, but just in case any of the fans or media spotted him. But he was just super shrewd. I mean, he could just... The first thing we'd do when we get to any city, you sit down and have a meeting on how we could be front pages of the next pages. Sometimes it'll just take a little bit of allergy tape on his nose, and they say his nose was falling off. Or
what? So he'd set up things himself to get on the front pages of the paper
all the time.
How did you
feel when you heard that he'd passed away?
I wasn't shocked.
You weren't shocked?
No.
Because you knew he wasn't well.
Yeah, we all did. And we didn't want him to do those shows. And myself and Mike Lester, we last saw him in March when he announced the concerts at the O2. Yeah. Remember that day? And
This Is It tour.
That's right, yeah.
Because a lot of people said he never should have even considered that show. It was too grueling. Why did he? Was it all about money?
He just had no money. He had no cash. He was finished. And I got a frantic call saying, can I get to the hotel that day, just before he was going to announce the concerts? And it was by the promoters. And they said, you need to go and speak to your, effing friend. And I said, which one? Because I knew Mark Lester was there too. And they said, the famous one. And I got in there, Michael was passed out.
So Mark wasn't very happy with that. He said, I've been in Oliver.
He drank half a bottle of whiskey, just been so nervous in announcing those shows that they wouldn't sell out. He was so concerned. So me and Mark Lester spent the next couple of hours just trying to sober him up. And he pulled it off in the end. He announced the shows and they sold out within minutes. And they added another 40, though. That was the issue.
It was a huge thing. I remember watching it at the time and thinking, there's something not right about it. Yeah, you could sense it, right?
I just think it was the press conference. He did a press chat.
Yeah, he wasn't right. He was drunk, if I'm honest.
And I remember looking at him thinking, you're not quite right. I thought he'd maybe taken a tranquilizer. It was all slur. It was just wasn't Michael. He lost his sparkle.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to perform anymore. He wanted to be a movie director. He just had to do it to earn the money. That was the thing. But that day we knew really that it was going to be the end of it. And the last time we saw him, his favourite meal is fish and chips, English fish and chips. And he always likes to walk in and get it himself, which causes a scene.
So we found somewhere. Can you imagine Michael Jackson walking in?
Yeah, they get him to sign the chip paper and everything. And
what was his favourite fish? Was it cod?
KFC is his favourite meal of all time, but he had to order it himself over the intercom because he thought it was funny that it's Michael Jackson and they had no clue, but now me and Mark Lester sat down with him and he was sad. He said he was going to do the concert and a bulletproof vest and can we look after his kids if anything happened to him, and he felt he was going to get killed in this concert. He wouldn't make it.
Wow.
So in his mind he knew that it was
going to kill him.
When I called Yuri Geller, I said Michael's going on tour. He said, great. He said, what's it called? I said, this is it. He goes, well, Matt, this is it. There's no way Mike can do it.
That's scary.
That is scary when you think about that. So what happened afterwards? You said you went back to your martial arts schools and...
Yeah, it never interfered. It just grew and grew. My martial arts schools are opened across the UK and Australia and they just grew and grew. And he would help me and encourage me to think out of the box and create new ideas and help stop kids getting bullied, women get in shape and stay in shape. And when he died, I just returned to that, really. And of course, once you've worked with him, then you start attracting attention from other celebrities who want to be trained by you, or if they get themselves some stalking them and so on. And then we just kind of pick and choose what we do. So
yeah,
I helped your friend out recently, Caprice.
Oh, you helped Caprice out?
Yeah.
She
went on Loose Women and talked about it. She's very courageous.
Yes.
Very easy to train.
Yeah, oh, really? Oh, gosh. Well, I need some help.
We need some training, don't we, Lizzie?
We need some help, please. Come on. We need some help, please. I need you to train me, please.
She was impressive because I gave her like 10 techniques to learn, and within like a few hours, she just picks it up so quick. When she sets her mind on something, she just went for it.
You better watch
out. So is that what you do now? You mostly train celebrities or?
If I train people, it's normally any celebrities or if they really need it, but I just oversee the running of the schools that we have around the world. So we look at expanding into America. So we have martial arts schools, dance schools, Pilates, and performing arts schools now.
Wow. So could you help me if someone came and grabbed me from behind? Would you be able to, sorry, rephrase that, what I need to do? I mean, is there like one strike I need to lift my arm up or in the stomach?
Yeah, we can work on something after where you can.
Okay, you've got to show me this.
It. Absolutely.
I need to defend, because I always get worried when walking that someone's coming up behind. I'm always going, oh! I have been attacked before. I was attacked before in an alley.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Good to learn how to defend yourself, and maybe this is the man to do it then.
Yeah, it's sad. It's so much of it goes on. You wouldn't believe the phone calls we get in my office.
I need them in the old ghoulies.
That's the best
that's
thing
the best
to
thing
do.
To do.
Honestly, yeah. I hurt them. I've got strong thing. Legs. My legs are quite strong, and I almost went instantly. But I couldn't then run. I was trying to run, but I was so, you know, when you're breathless and in shock, I felt like I couldn't.
But
run.
If you knew how to defend yourself before that happened, you probably wouldn't feel so nervous.
Yeah. I like that. I'm going to get some tips off you, my dear.
Yeah.
But it's quite incredible, though, with Michael Jackson. I mean, did you go to the funeral? How was all that? Because it must have been a very strange time for you.
Yeah, it was strange. It was strange when he... The trouble is with Michael, every time, he's very clever at creating the media hype. So it wasn't unusual.
Find that weird that he actually put some of that in himself in a way where he knew the press would love that.
Yeah,
it's like having a wardrobe malfunction, you know, kind of like it will get into the press. Whereas he did a tape over his nose or...
It took me a long time to... He actually told me about the tape because it used to bother me because obviously I'd read the newspapers like anyone else. And it was about 6 years into to knowing him and he came out of his hotel suite and we'd have adjoining rooms and I'd meet him in the corridor. And he had all this tape on his nose. And I was staring at it. And he must have been conscious that I was staring at it. And he goes, Matt, don't worry. It's allergy tape. It's nowhere on my nose. But it keeps all the fuzzle does all happy. Gets guaranteed front pages the next day. And they're all going to say my nose is falling off.
A sense of humour.
Massive sense of humour.
Yeah, right.
One day I woke up and the phones were going off crazy. And he was literally on the front page of every single newspaper around the world. And he had sticky tape, like plasters, all over his face, completely covered. And they were saying his face is falling to bits and stuff. So I thought I'd better call him because something must be seriously wrong this time. And I got him on the phone and he said, haha, they fell right into my trap. I promised the kids I was going to take them to a bookstore. I cut my chin shaving, so I'd have to put a plaster on it. They're all going to say my chin was going to fall off anyway. So I thought, what the hell? So he just covered his face with all these sticky tapes. And he went out to the bookstore and it made world publicity.
And
so
it
after that, when stuff like that keeps happening, even when the death rumours started to come in, I'm thinking, shall I ring him or not? Because it's a pretty stupid thing to ring about, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But when his brother started to call me and saying, why have we got helicopters over our house and his mother and stuff, then you start to realise something's not right. And then when Mark Lester called me and he said, where are you? He said, just got to let you know something. It'll be on Sky News and stuff soon. I just spoke to Michael's nanny and then he's passed away. So that's what I knew.
Wow. But you really saying, in a way, Michael Jackson liked the fact that we were taking the mick out of his plastic surgery. He kind of took the mick out of himself. He liked it on the front pages.
He used to get upset why people go on about it because he said if you took everyone out of Los Angeles who's had plastic surgery, there's no one left.
Yeah.
And the same about his skin. He said you can't understand it. Everyone makes a fuss, Matt, about me being white. Yeah, everyone's sitting out in the sun trying to get dark all day. It's their mission when they go on holiday. Everyone wants to pick on me the whole time. But now he would try and create his life. He wanted to be controversial, you know, as much as he can because he knows that sells albums.
But I've got to ask you, because you were probably around then when they did the Bashir interview documentary, which actually led then to a real downfall because he talked about having, you know, kids that would have a play time and sleep in his bed and it caused massive controversy and then you had all of that. And did he ever talk about that or did he ever feel like Bashir kind of tricked him in some way? Because he seemed quite open. I mean, like, innocently naive.
Yeah. Well, I know the whole story to that thing. And funny enough, I was in the gym last night and Bashir is on some kind of news report and I was going to do like a Instagram story about the biggest asshole that's ever lived because that guy, we trusted him so much and we had three choices actually pitched to us. It was Sir David Frost, Louis Theroux or Martin Bashir, and they all wanted to do a documentary on Michael Jackson, show the real him. So Uri, being the nice guy he is, everyone blames Uri for this, but it's not Uri's fault at all.
blaming him.
He sat with Michael and I was there too and he said, Michael, who do you want to do this? So David Frost, I recommend you should use. He's going to put a foot
wrong. He's going to be straight laced.
Louis Theroux's a bit risky, but he's a cool guy.
He's great.
Martin Bashir, and straight away, Michael's, I want him because he did Diana. He did a Diana program. Yeah. And Diana told me how wonderful. And so we brought Bashir to see Michael at the Hyatt Holborn Hotel. And he got out this scrumpled note that Diana wrote him saying, thank you for changing my life, my image. And that was it. But he told Michael at the time, we're not going to feature your kids. We're not going to feature the controversy. We're just going to concentrate on the music. Be none of that. None of the crazy stuff. It'd just be all about you, your legacy, your music. And when he's filming, that's how it looked. And he was going to deliver a tape to be proof looked at the end. But Michael was in Miami for it. And Bashir wasn't showing up. He wasn't returning anyone's calls. Mine, Uri's, Michael's. And then Michael knew that he broke down in tears that he's been screwed had. Over. Yeah.
Because it made worldwide.
Yeah,
press.
It really did. I mean, it was one of the biggest things to happen in his later years.
He never really recovered from
no,
that.
And the stories never went away. And do you firmly believe there was nothing.
Well, I was there with him all the time. Well, obviously, I wasn't with him all the time, but, you know, he spent time with my kids and he took my kids out shopping, the Hamleys on their own, and Mark's kid children grew up literally with his kids. And it's not just boys, there's girls around, there's everyone. He just trusted them. I don't know why they keep focusing on boys. I mean, I got 100 hours of footage where he would let us use personal camcorders back then, just to safeguard him for out and about. And you can see it's just, you know, there's it's all kinds of kids. He just felt secure around them. But he liked
felt
women.
Relaxed.
He liked women.
He did
time.
Like women.
Oh, yeah. He had serious girlfriends.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's some hee-hee going on in the bedrooms next door, I can tell you.
Seriously?
Well, that's interesting to hear.
On that note, yeah, yeah.
So where can we find you on can we find you on social media? And if we want to follow you and...
Yeah, sure. Our official Facebook site is at Official Matt Fidesz. And Instagram's at Matt Fidesz Official, Twitter's at Matt Fidesz UK.
Can I say, is that a South African accent?
No, but my wife's South African, so I've kind of picked it up a little bit, haven't I?
You're married to a pop star, aren't you?
Yeah, she's going to be so happy that you said that, Lizzie, you know? She's going to be so happy.
South African, there's a little bit of South African there, I pick up on it.
I could hear that
too.
Is that
quite good?
Very good.
Thank you. See?
That's
I'm wasted. I'm wasted. She's a pop star, I do know about her, and you're going to train me.
Definitely.
I love this guy. Are you here? Do you live here?
Not far, just an hour away.
Oh, I mean, yeah, same as you.
I'm in and out all the time, so we're going.
You still friends with Uri?
Yeah, all the time. He lives in Israel now.
Oh, yeah, he was on this morning recently and they did a little radio thing.
Still bending spoons. Yeah. He bent my spoon. I couldn't eat my dessert. I'll never forgive him for that. But anyway.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been great to have you.
It's been a pleasure to meet you.
What interesting stories. Yeah, well, if we have the time.
I know, but lovely to see you, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And make sure to follow you on social media.
I will. I'm going to follow you right this second.
Thank you.
As we speak.
Bit of Sia, and then we'll get our final guest in.
I need Justin Bieber, baby.
Okay, let's have some Justin Bieber. Fine.
Yes.
To believe we were burning on the edge of something beautiful, something beautiful. Selling a dream, smoking mirrors keep us waiting on a miracle, on a miracle. Say go through the darkest of days, having to heartbreak away. Never let you go, never let me down. You
to give up.
I love that.
It's already.
I always talk. Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
We're making friends.
The gossip has already started.
Yeah, it started. It's happening.
The trouble is, the best bit's always when the music's on.
It's true. We've got a final guest in the studio now.
The
Daniel
show's
Johnson.
Going, it's whizzing by.
Very handsome man. How are you?
I'm very well.
How are you?
Good. Really glad to have you here. We need some grooming. Lizzie's already been hounding me this evening for not looking groomed enough, so you are like the man to speak to, right?
Look at that beard. The beard, Jeremy Corbyn's jealous of that beard. Yeah. He so wants it.
People suit a beard, right? You know, that's fine.
Some men's grooming.
I like the clean shave personally. I like the clean look. Just well groomed and well presented.
What about hairy chests? Do we have
shaven chest? Having a shaven chest is okay, but hairy chest, I'm not quite sure it's going to time.
I'm
right
failing
now.
On every level
right,
here.
No, it's nothing,
so no
it's
hair, no hair.
Shaven.
What about backs? Hairy backs? That's a definite out.
Definite no.
Hairy
definite
hairy
no.
Bumps.
It's not a great look. No. We see them guys here, by the pool, know. And they've got their trunks on, and you see that, you know, the patches of hair. It's just not great.
But how do not guys great. Get rid of this? What do they do?
Well, times have changed now. I mean, many, many years ago, women have dominated the market for being looking beautiful. And now male grooming is rocketed. It's worth over 30 billion now, so that's amazing. I remember when I first started out, actually, and I started doing haircuts for £5 back then. And
I still get my hair cut for £5.
Yeah,
my boy's got such thick hair. He charged me double. Charged me a tenner. I was gutted.
But I mean, times have changed now. So
men's grooming is going through the roof.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's really good to see guys looking after themselves now. I mean, the days of everyone going to the pub and not going gym and not staying groomed are completely gone. It's good to see that there's more guys in the gym. Mm-hmm. A, for health reason, and two, starting to look good. Guys, come on, man.
I'm
can
looking
see
at
you
your lashes.
Think.
I've got lash envy. Look at those eyelashes. Wow. You've got the longest eyelashes I've ever seen in all my days.
That's what my mum says about me.
Yeah, but yours, you see, I just look at that beard because it's so big and bushy.
It's quite well groomed, you know, to be fair. It is.
I shaved it this morning, to be fair.
Beards are in, but at the same time, it's important that you're still having the facials because underneath the beard, it can cause problems.
Yes, that's actually something that I've learned as time has gone on.
What do you mean can cause problems?
Well,
like
I've just launched my new male grooming, and we do beard oils, and it actually helps maintain healthy hair on the face and under the skin. So
yeah.
It's important that guys start using more and more skin products as well, looking after their face, having more facials. Mm-hmm. It's important.
The problem is, I think, with a lot of men, and something I've only really been learning recently, is that I'm just lazy.
You got to snap out of that, bruv. You have to snap out of it. It's not about being
snap
lazy no more.
Snap out of it, bruv. I'm
you
keep
have to
telling
snap out
you.
Of that, man. You
shave
have to
that
stay
beard
sharp.
Off.
But why? Sharp. Why do you think men have to stay sharp? What do you think has changed
okay.
now these
days? Let's tell him straight.
Let's get this
tell
straight.
Tell me. Come on.
Right? First impression is everything. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to go somewhere and you're not groomed and you're not dressed nice,
I agree with
that. That is your last impression. When you see a girl, you think, oh, she's a banger because she's made effort. Guys should do the same thing. It's so important, and I find that a lot of guys these days don't have confidence. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to see that slowly change. But having a haircut and a shave, they go from Clark Kent to Superman in seconds. So I see the change. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But you got to get rid of your body hair? Would you say let's get rid of it, or should men keep a bit to be like a man?
I mean, men should keep a bit. But keep it shaven and well groomed. It's so important, and for hygiene reasons. I mean, I've seen guys in the gym. Not that I'm looking, but some guys when they're doing the weights, they've got the big hair under the pits. I'm like, them days are over, and it's the body odor is heaving. It's just like, are you serious? You cannot do that no more.
So have you got to trim under your arms?
Of course. Having hair under your arms, sweaty in your clothes. I mean, guys are spending more money on their clothes now as well. So,
but you don't shave under your arms, do you? Or you just trim it?
Of course I do. I'm well groomed.
All over.
Oh,
wow.
All over.
Well, you're a heterosexual woman.
I quite like men with a bit of hair. I like a bit of a caveman, maybe. I feel like I like a man with a bit. I don't mind it. it kind of makes me think, oh, he's quite manly. He's got a bit of hair. I don't, I'm not against it.
Yeah.
I'm a nice, smooth chest is lovely, but I don't mind a bit of hair.
I think slight stubble's all right. I think having you know, curls on your chest on a bright white shirt and on a night out hanging around the back, not a great look.
It's not a I hear you there, but that's why I don't wear a bright white shirt.
But I mean, you know, you kind of, the days where you had the hairy chest, you know, the buttons down, but you know,
old
and
girls mafia.
used to say, wow, he's a real man.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think sometimes guys, you don't want to be too girly. You've got to, there's a fine line.
Yeah, no, of course, But I mean, it's just good to see on a wider spectrum that guys are now finally trying to make an effort with themselves. It's so important.
Look, like Wayne Rooney has had a hair transplant. The men are conscious of how they look, and they don't, you know, and going bald is a part. Men hate, you know, a lot of men don't mind going bald, but a lot of men can't bear it.
I'm actually glad that you're talking about hair loss and baldness. I've just started doing, I'm now doing scalp micropigmentation. So,
What is that?
I've actually got it myself. It's very similar to a hair tattoo. It lasts 5 years. I mean, I'm not trying to put anyone out of business for hair implants, but the facts are, every 100 hairs that goes in, I would say 10% actually stay. So that means that you have to keep going back 5, 6, 8, 9 times. Scalp micropigmentation, it takes 3 sessions, 2 hours, last 5 years.
And what? Tell us what that means. What happens?
Okay, so scalp micropigmentation, it gives the illusion of a full set of hair.
Right.
Mm. Like mine.
So that's what you've got now.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I just thought you had a shaved head.
No. It's all nice and sharp for 5 years. So I know that I'm strong for 5 years. I'm all right. Do you know what I mean? But I mean,
what if you wanted to change it?
Will that be like that for the next 5 years?
Yeah. Or? Yeah. I mean, I still shave every day. I go in the shower and I just shave, and it stays how it is. So. I can even add density. So if someone's got hair and they're losing or they're going thin in the middle, I can go in between each hair follicle, insert a pigment, the ink, and then it then creates the illusion of a full head of hair. So I've got a few of the boys I've actually done. I can't say on there who, but it's actually going really, really well. And
It's not necessarily if you've like lost all your hair, you can use it even if you're just like going thinning kind of thing. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So on my website I've got all the information, www.hamletsboutique.co.uk.
Oh yeah, so where is this?
I've just launched Hamlets in Essex and Chigwell. Amazing times. It's going really well. I've got a lot of surprises this year.
The Essex boys like looking after themselves, I have to say.
Of course. They're doing their thing, I have to say, like
They're
doing really well. And again, it's great to see that as well, that young guys are now setting the trends and the pace of male grooming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to see that I'm looking after the athletes and they're going on TV and that's still trending.
Because it is a conscious thing. I mean, you know, I've got two boys and luckily, you know, they've got the thickest hair, but one of my boy's best mate is literally already, I can see he's losing his hair, you know, when you suddenly see him, you think,
Lindsay, don't call him 20. Out on radio,
sorry, I'm not going to name him. But
he'll know.
He's losing his hair a bit, he's receding, you can see it happening. And I think for a guy to lose a hair at such a young age, it must be quite tough.
Affects
your confidence.
I see a lot of guys when they come and see me and they walk in and their confidence is so low, and I'm just thinking, wow, hair is actually making you feel like that, actually having hair loss. But then by the time they have the treatment, they go from being a 0 to a 10 in 2 seconds. Their confidence goes through the roof. It's just amazing to see a transformation and actually changing lives, which is it's quite touching as well.
Can I say, if you're having cancer treatment, if you've got and your hair falls out, it could be great.
I mean, look after a lot of alopecia clients as well, scarring, people that have been in severe accidents and have had scars and surgery in the hair. We actually do the camouflage scarring as well, which is fantastic, you know.
And you've also done some big footballers, is that right?
Yeah, I've done most of Premier League.
Can you name names?
Yeah, I've done the England squad. I've dominated the industry for the last 4 or 5 years with the top Premier League clubs, Man United, Arsenal, so on and so
and
on.
And what kind of thing are you doing
with
them?
What are you doing with them?
Well, basically, most of the athletes have a ritual. Look good, feel good, play good. So again, it comes down to confidence. Once they've had, again, I see it. Before they have a haircut, everyone's having banter, everyone's cool. When they have the haircut, what? You see my hair, like, sharp, done. And then, and then most guys then score goals the next day. So for me, I'm seeing my work, A, worldwide, two front lines of the headlines every day. It's amazing.
So where can we find you on social media if we're looking
for... You can find me on Twitter.
I'm hooking up with you now.
I am Daniel J on Twitter. On my Instagram is official Daniel Johnson. Sorry, my bad. I am Daniel Johnson. On my Facebook, it's official Daniel Johnson.
Got it.
Yeah.
So if anyone has any male grooming requirements, you are the man to go to.
Yeah.
It's going to take me a little while yet, but I will get there eventually, I'm sure.
I like our picture.
Oh, Lizzie's already checking out our picture.
Sorry, I like that picture.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this evening.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Daniel. Right, I'm following you as we speak. Are you following me?
Lizzie's going to get this hair tattoos.
Right, you'll follow me back. That's the rules. I think it's fantastic what you're doing, and male grooming is big business.
It really is.
It's big. Very big. So I'm looking to dominate it for the next 4 or 5 years and then to the next level.
I think it's great. I love men looking after themselves. Fantastic.
But you still like a hairy chest.
I love a bit of a hairy chest, but listen.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it.
Right, we're going to talk after the show.
Yep, no
Daniel,
worries.
So stay there. Yeah.
Bit Selena Gomez.
A little bit. Is this for you?
Yes, it's for
Come
me.
On then, baby.
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to. I want you all to myself. You're metaphorical gin and juice. So come on, give me a taste of what it's like to be next to you. Won't let one drop go to waste. You're metaphorical gin and juice. Oh, all of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying. All of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, but I can't keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. Say you're no good, but people say what they wanna say, and you should know if I could, I'd breathe you in every single day. Oh, 'cause all of the doubts and the outbursts keep making love to each other. Keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. I want it all, no nothing else. Can't keep my hands to myself. Give me. I mean, I could, but why would I want to? Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. I want it all, no nothing else. Can't keep my hands to myself. Give me. Yeah.
How much are you loving that Selena Gomez song? Because honestly, it reminds me of my holiday to America, and I am living right now.
Not for me, darling.
Oh, please. Katie, what is wrong Perry. With you? What is wrong with you?
Chainsmokers.
We're not, we're not playing Katy Perry because the last song I am dedicating to my boyfriend this evening. I'm very sorry about that, Lizzie.
Can I just say, we'll add one more song?
Yeah, and it's Mariah Carey. I've already chosen it. I'm sorry. I just told you it's for...
Darn it, you!
Well, haven't we had a good show? I've been very impressed this evening.
It's race. Bye. I feel like I haven't even had time to have a drink.
I know. You've still got half your drink there, Lizzie.
I know. My God.
What have you got coming up next week? Anything exciting?
Well, do you know what? I've got loads going on because I've got Julia McDonald. We've got the London Fashion Week. It is a really busy, busy weekend.
And I'm
for
not
me.
Going to anything.
You can come. Come to the lunch. There's a lunch after. There's
if
an
you
after party.
Get me, if you can get me at PBQ, I will be there. But
sorry.
I will be there at PBQ, but I think it's not going to actually happen.
Do you want to come to PBQ?
Yes, I do. I want
to. Are you working though, darling? You've got
no,
to work
Sunday,
at the Northern.
It?
No. It's Friday's tomorrow.
Oh, okay, fine. I can't do that.
You're
then.
At Northern Shell building.
I'm in the building watching this morning.
I know your life more than you. Let me tell you. But can I say this show is whizzed by? It's
really
been
has whizzed by.
Sonic.
We've been super busy.
It's been great. Great guests. But look, Mel Grooming. I love your beard, but maybe a little
what
trim.
What about my chest hair, Lizzie?
I like the chest hair, but it's very, very hairy.
It's very hairy.
You could get like a fur ball in your mouth after a night with you.
That is nasty.
No, I don't mean it. You know I love you and I love a bit of hair.
Well,
so.
Thanks everyone for listening this evening.
Great guest. Fantastic guest.
Now we're going to play a bit of Mariah Carey to...
A very special
show
someone.
Us out to my special someone.
And can you name him, please?
His name is Johnny.
Johnny, this is for you.
And I know
my
he's
darling.
Listening to that.
And
so
Steven told me he's in love with you.
Okay.
It's love, baby, and I'm at the wedding. Yeah.
Yay! Till next week, guys.
Bye, darlings.